98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nix this morning. We are doing it thanks to Harvey Norman in Muswellbrook Fair. Now, something's come up again, and this argument kind of raises its head every so often. Every couple of years, I remember when I was younger, they talked about it, and it's popped up again with the increasing encouragement for the drinking age to be legally risen to 21 instead of 18. Now, I guess your opinion changes when you, like, as you get older. Certainly when I was 18, I remember thinking, oh, it's fine, they should just leave it where it is. We're more than grown up enough. Truth be told, I didn't really, you know, I wasn't a drinker, not a drinker at all myself, but, you know, it certainly for me, it wasn't something that was very, you know, it didn't really feature in my life, I guess. But look, it is a good debate. In the United States, as we know, most states have 21 as the legal drinking age. And I've got to say, I think that this probably may be the way to go. I know this is controversial, but I feel that maybe that little bit extra age, that extra couple of years on top of it, may gain a bit more maturity. Certainly the difference between myself as an 18-year-old and as a 21-year-old was quite a bit. Not to say that I was by any means out of control, but just, you know, I think you're a little bit more level-headed. Usually you've moved out of home, you've been out of home for a while, you might be at uni or working or doing an apprenticeship, something like that. I just feel that maybe it is the way to go. I know it is a big debate and everybody has an opinion, but for me personally, and as I said, don't know if it's an age thing, maybe I'm just getting old and cranky. Happens to the best of us. But I'm starting to think that 21 probably is a better age for the legal drinking age. Look, let me know what you think. 654-11981. It is a big debate. I think everybody has a view on it. Me personally, I'm starting to think that a lot of the research that has come out has actually said that it is the maturity of the brain is a lot better when it's 21. So maybe that is a reason why we should increase the age to 21. Or maybe just stay where it is. I know that every time so far this argument has popped up, it stayed where it is, but maybe it's time to move it to 21. 654-11981. I want to know what you think. Should the legal drinking age be 21 or should it stay at 18?
It's the Breakfast Show with Nix on Power FM for Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair, number one for electrical and white goods.
Yeah, just on 7:19 this Thursday morning, and we are taking your call, 654-11981. Do you think the legal drinking age should be 21 or 18? Jeff, do you agree with me? I think that 21 probably not such a bad idea.
I reckon 21's not too bad, following America's footsteps, you know, that seems to be working for them.
Yeah, exactly. A bit more responsibility when they're 21, hey?
Yeah, exactly right.
Hayley from Scone, what's your thoughts, 18 or 21?
Well, I remember when I was 17 and there was talk of it back then and I was petrified, but I'm over 18 now. I'm over 21 now, so...
So it doesn't matter anymore.
No, I don't care.
Oh, Nick.
What's your thoughts?
Well, it doesn't really matter what age it is, 18, 21, but you got to think people are going to go out and put their lives on the line for the country at 18.
Yeah, that's true.
At the end of the day, they can't have a beer to celebrate a victory or to mourn a mate that's been down.
That is a really good point.
And you can breed at 16 as well.
That is true.
Yeah, you have a bit of a shit of a kid, well, you can't have a bit at the end of the day once it's gone to bed either.
I think you've got a point there, mate. Maybe we should just leave it at 18 where it is.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to take your call, 654-11981. And you can also give us your opinion. Should the legal drinking age be 21 or 18? Head online to facebook.com/981PowerFM. It's Brekkie with Nix.
It's the Breakfast Show with Nix on Power FM.
I am down at Munchies in Muswellbrook, and I am asking my questions to the lovely ladies of Munchies Cafe today, and a big thank you to them because they always provide me with my daily coffee too. Jane, what is the best throat lozenger? It is flu season.
I like Anticol.
Anticol!
Clears your nose at the same time.
I had actually dead set forgotten about those. What flavour are they?
I don't know. Menthol?
That'll do.
What's the one that start with, yeah, the SP ones? They're like blue box.
Blue box?
Yeah, it's like they're blue. Like they're a blue little lolly.
They're not soothers?
They might be soothers.
The blue soothers?
Yes, they're black really... Currant. That's it, the black currant cruise. Yeah, smoothers.
Strepsils are good.
Yeah,
see, I like butter menthols.
Yeah, the taste is better.
Yeah, see, I just eat them as normal lollies. I do that with strepsils too.
I don't like throat lozenges at all. I usually just suck on a couple of butterscotches.
Do you go
or,
for like the
or
lemon?
Just or if you gargle with scotch, that works as well.
Oh, done.
Yeah, really? That works good.
What about the butter menthol? Not a fan.
No, don't like any of those. I think they're a bit too medicinal for me. Might do me some good. I like the scotch aspect.
Done.
Yeah.